Hello everyone, welcome to my Founder.io podcast where we dive deep in the world of startups, entrepreneurship and computer science, technology in general. In today's episode, we're going to talk about my first 10 big lessons I learned from failing my first SaaS startup or product. I'm going to share the 10 big lessons, why I learned them, how I learned them, and the most important ideas that you can get from these mistakes. But I'm going to start with a little story that I want to share with you so I can point out a few of these mistakes in the best way possible. I was only 5 years old when Dad showed me how to play chess. 51 lost matches, and around 44 months after, I was able to win for the first time in my entire life. By then, I was 7 years old. I played chess almost daily. I trained. I read books. Just with the idea to one day win a single match to my dad. And that day happened when I was close to 8 years old. 1 year after, I was getting better. I will never forget that Jake might though. But I never knew if he lost on purpose or I win, because I was getting real better, since I preferred to believe the second though. I never asked him, and I never will. My own moms remember this single story almost all year. Hey, 41 loses for just one win is still worth it, son. He always said to me with a smile on his lips. The fact is that I never liked lose, and I still don't. I hate it. I really hate to lose. But now I understand it's part of the game, and I embrace it in a different way. Luckily, different than when I was 7 and 8 years old. I stopped playing chess for a long time after the match, just to avoid the pain I was feeling when I remembered how many matches I have to lose to just win one. But thanks to that experience, I never had fear to lose again. Dad knew that I was not going to be a chess professional, that's for sure, but I was going to lose many times in my future and in my life. He was a smart guy. Dad showed me a great skill that I didn't have. It was insightful to know that I need that skill, and I didn't notice for months that this was the purpose of teaching me how to lose. Of course, I was just a kid, but when he knew how such a bad loser I was, and during those matches, he teach me how to lose wisely. Endurance the pain of failure as a man, and take notes in the lesson of those failures, just to increase the probability of not making them again, is one of the best skills you will get in life. By then, every Jake made on my kin was painful, and their words were always the same. I still use those words in my day-to-day basis, and I'm going to share those powerful words for you. Son, Jake mate, you lose again. But that doesn't matter. You just need to be resilient in life. Life is hard, and will never give you all you want, son. But if you keep trying, at the end, you will always win. It took me 4 different countries and 4 and working for more than 8 different companies until I felt I was ready for my next win. I arrived to the United States of America, and I said to myself, this is the country where my dreams will come true. So I will fight for my dreams. And this is how I started my first company, just with one dream, one idea. I started creating a marketing app to improve the follow-up calls from customers. So with no money, with no friends, with no connection, not even a place to live yet, just a single sentence in my heart that still today I repeat, and it feels really great when I repeat this sentence that my dad shared with me. I developed an MVP in 6 months. Working entire long nights, living in a 600 square feet apartment, and selling 4 trucks. This is another episode story that I will be glad to share with you. I was a sales representative in a 4 dealer, but that's for another podcast. I showed the idea to 15 people so I knew could help me, and only 3 accepted to work with me. Six more months after, and we were ready to launch. We were close to the launch. I will never forget that moment. I was pretty happy. But just a few days before we decided to do it, I found that the main branch of our repository was empty. I called a teammate, sent me the commit, deleting almost all files, but he never took a call, and I never saw it again in my life. 1 year of work and one betrayer that I didn't understand still didn't stop us to release the project. By then, we were just two. We just fixed some bugs that I have in my local repository, and we fixed those bugs, and we released the latest version of my code, and we released it just 2 months after we had set up the final date for the release. We didn't have by then any money left, so we didn't have any money to marketing, and I already hired by then another person that was expensive for the one that we basically couldn't afford it. I had to use my credit card. And yeah, I was almost down 10 grand, and my second teammate left, and yeah, he just said, I'm not going to work for free. Listen carefully, because I'm sharing with this story a lot of mistakes, and I'm going to point those mistakes later. Well, not the mistakes, sharing the mistakes, I'm going to point the lessons. I tried to tell you the story in just a few sentences because it will remove the unnecessary pain I still feel when I'm reading this to you. But luckily, protection barrier in my mind always blocked that pain, and I have always this old man lesson that I got when I was a young kid. Son, you lose again, but that does not matter. You just need to be resilient in life. Life is hard and will never give you all you want. But if you keep trying, at the end, you will always win. I fell again at that moment, and I feel like I was a failure, but the way that I approached that failure, thanks to those words, were different. The lesson I received, I read it down, and I'm reading those lessons to you now, so you can maybe get this insight, think about them, and become a better founder, a better computer scientist, and a better entrepreneurship. So I'm going to share 10 lessons, actually are 11 lessons, and this is the first one. Truth. Building a company with someone you trust is a great competitive advantage, and it's going to be the hardest things you will do. There is a lot of misconception about in the entrepreneurship. You can build a product alone. You can still do it, but it would be more fun if you do it with another person, and with another person that can leverage your skill set and your weaknesses. So this is the first lesson, and it's the most important that I share with you today. The second lesson is execution. Execution matters more than the idea itself. Project architecture, the patterns you do, you use in your system, the solution mechanism, and the business model should be designed in such a way that helps you execute far faster and learn quicker about your business model, about the idea, about the pain point you're trying to resolve. I spent 6 months building my MVP without any customer interaction, and that's a mistake. You shouldn't do the same. The good thing, though, is that right now you can do it just writing on Twitter or just talking with people on social media. You don't even have to get your car and call someone. Third lesson is related with team. Transactional and exceptional teams can scale any idea quicker and faster. It's not hard to find them. What is hard is to make them believe in your idea and vision. Choose them wisely and strategically. As you were a chess player, they should be filling a black or a white spot that you cannot do for yourself. Here, this is an imperative lesson that you must understand if you want to become a founder. I think if you are part of the high performance teams, since I shared with you in my latest podcast, you must be part of a high performance team. That's how you will get more of yourself and more of the product that you are going to build, and that's how you create big and great companies. The fourth lesson is related to asymmetric risk reward. This is a concept that I got from statistics after I studied for several years trading and investing, and I'm applying here for you in the startup world. A startup are a risky business. More if you don't know what the heck are you doing, as happens to me, right? So finding balanced risk reward idea is not as easy to define, but you should try your guts and at least assess the risk-reward ratio you are analyzing and the opportunity cost of this new venture that you get in life. I'm going to stop here. I'm going to share other ideas about asymmetric risk-rewards. So, and this is what I think this podcast is valuable for you. I'm sharing with you several strategies that are being used by computer scientists, people like you and I that know how to build technology products. And they understand this principle. They understand that you have one of the biggest advantages that even with the AI world, you can still use. Why? Because you can write a single feature product, push it to the internet, get access to billions of people for just a couple of bucks, and try your ideas for nothing. For nothing. And that's how you create an asymmetric risk reward ratio on your ideas. Understand this, go there, and try to understand these ideas in the best way possible. The five lesson is about speed. Speed matters. Speed is one of your most important addressable goals that you will focus on in the beginning. Not only when shipping a product, speed matters, and also momentum matters. So speed is not momentum. I'm not going to give you a class about physics right now, but you have to understand that speed is not momentum. But when you get momentum, you used to get more speed if you don't stop. Please don't be confused. Momentum and speed are not the same. But momentum keeps your team engaging in the vision and mission of the company. It would make you sure that in my next company, we didn't care about much famous lean concept of MVP or the patterns of building, measure, and learning. And I care a lot about achieving strategically faster. And this word has to be put in the middle, achieving strategically faster. Lesson number six, launch, then listen. There are some products that clients still don't need. Those that for some reason you know they will need if you create your product are in mind. In this scenario, you can't listen to them because they will not give you any valid insight. Still, from my experience, I learned too little when talking with specific customers before launching. Now, I think it's better to launch, show the vision and practical product, eliminate the pains, and prioritize the most important features, and listen to the feedback using data points on your website and your application to see how customers interact with this type of product. Seven. Founders that sucks. Yes, I was one of them, and I hope you don't become one of them. And that's why I'm sharing all these ideas with you in this podcast, Founder.io podcast. I didn't know that a thing. I was not prepared to be successful. I'm still not. With no money, no trust, no skill, no connection, no mentors, and no business experiences, I had nothing. And when you have nothing, it's hard to crystallize your vision and really believe in them and share this vision with others. Being a right founder matters because if you are a right founder, you will be a great leader and the people will follow you and we follow your idea and we follow your vision. But you need to understand all the above ideas that I mentioned to you, and you need to become the best of the best, at least skill, some knowledge, and also you have to get some guts. Founder should show to the world a vision with intention and actions, not only with aristocratic words, which is hard to do. I'm talking right now here, but it's hard for me to execute my products right now that I'm talking, right? Because I'm putting some ideas in your mind, in your brain, that I had to stay consistent and have to deliver. And that's hard to do. That's hard to do. It's easy to do when you are not doing it, though. It's easy to do when you are just building a product and don't join yourself. Founders that do not suck are great people. They maybe don't know how to design thinking or how to use design thinking, or maybe they don't know, they are not the best on custom development, they are not the best in stream programming or in continuous programming or as a software architect, or maybe they are not the best in many areas, but they are good innovators. They find opportunity and they find a goal and they have the guts to follow them. And by the way, they have a great heart with pure intentions, which I think I am. And that's what I'm talking so many things here without being fear, being wrong, and without being fear, being, I don't know, executed for many things that I said. If you are lucky enough to find one of them, only let him go with you when you are better than him. If you are smarter, try to stay and stick with him or her, okay? Lesson number 8, this is going to be important also. Product needs time. Everything needs time in life, everything. See, for you to get better, for your marriage get better, for your kids learn to walk, for you to become a better founder, use time wisely, achieve faster, and learn faster. You get better in this world as faster you ship, because you learn what not to do. If your vision is good enough, the product will never be ready, because you will always dream about the new future. Listen about this. Let me repeat it, because this is one of the most important statements that I've been talking until now. If your vision is good enough, the product you're building will never be ready, because you will never be always dreaming about the new future. Sorry, because you will always be dreaming about the new future. So you need more feature for accomplish that mission, for accomplish that goal, for get that product in the way you imagine. But that shouldn't be your reason to stop shipping and understand that you need time to ship those great features. Changing the problem to solve will always need more time and effort than changing your customer base or clients, and just pivoting your product to a different target. But be careful here, though. Also, with time, lower your company burn rate and choose a better growth engine as fast as possible. So you have to be careful here. I think this is most important for other type of startup, not if you are starting, but yeah, you start analyzing like other type of rate, like burn rate and MRR, something like that. Lesson number 9, visible and actionable metrics. I didn't know how important metrics were. You can improve what you don't measure. That's simple. Use metrics to guide your team, not only you. But metrics should be visible to the whole team and should give actionable insight into the direction of your company. Early employees should be open to communication easily. This allows effective and smooth internal learning integration. Actual metrics that you can reiterate and you can review in the day-by-day basis. The most important, this is my mental model about actual metrics. You shouldn't include metrics in your life that you don't need, so don't use vanity metrics. And the second most important is put those metrics in front of every people and allow every people to give an idea how to improve. And the most important is the most important metric, the more close you are to them. Lesson number 10, and we are going to close with two more lessons for today podcast, is SKU distribution. What is SKU? SKU distribution is the degree to which returns are asymmetrics around the mean. The returns, the income, you can measure returns in different ways. Okay, but assess the distribution of your failures and wins. Like if you were trading a portfolio of securities, is one that can make you a founder. It will make you a great skill for your products and ideas, because your return, if you create the ability to create a positive skew reward portfolio of products, you will imply small negative return will occur more than often than a few large positive returns. But that doesn't mean that you are not getting enough money. So this little win of big enough can be the only thing you need to change your entire life. So remember, SKU distribution is an important topic, an important concept you have to understand. And if you have to try your ideas, and that's what I think I'm sharing, a powerful strategy for you, because you can build a product in just one single week. Put it outside. Sharing with the world. Invest the less amount of time and energy and effort and resources And maybe one of them can change your life. The latest lesson that I want to share with you today is about you never stop failing. Fail again, man. I heard once with me saying, fail big, fail back, fail fast, and fail often. I never stop failing. Failure teaches you more than wins. Failure reveals the weaknesses and show you the man you can become, the woman you can become, the pain you can resist, and the changes, the real changes you need to do in your life to become a better person. See you in the next video. See you in the next podcast. See you in the next episode. I'm Carlos here. Thanks for hearing. I hope you share my podcast with other person. I'm sharing a lot of good insight here about entrepreneurship, startup world, and technology. I hope you stay with me to the end of this journey and have a great and blessed weekend and day. Bye.